KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look back at some Saturday high school sports. First this morning, in high school wrestling, a giant tournament held over the weekend over in Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Classic brought in a whole bunch of teams in the team competition. Lincoln East of Nebraska was the individual team champion. Kearney, Nebraska, the runner-up. Fort Dodge was third. Apple Valley, Minnesota, placing fourth. And Waukee was fifth. Among the area schools, Glenwood placed sixth overall. Missouri Valley was ninth. Atlantic Cam ended up in 18th place. Just ahead of Underwood, who was 19th. Lewis Central placed 20th. Among the area winners, some of the medal winners on Saturday, Atlantic had two place winners. Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam was fifth at 132 pounds, while John McConkie of Atlantic Cam placing third overall at 285 pounds. Glenwood had five place winners, including a couple of champions in Caleb Sanders at 285 pounds, and also a championship from Anthony Sherry of Glenwood at 182. Lewis Central had four place winners. Underwood had three. Missouri Valley also with five place winners in that tournament on Saturday. Some other wrestling action Saturday. The Riverside Invitational held in Oakland saw Logan Magnolia win the tournament with 208 points. Papillion La Vista South had 185 for second place. AHSTW placing third with 162. Pekin Packwood and Shenandoah round out the top five. Clarinda, Woodbine, Riverside, ACGC, and Savannah, Nebraska round out the top 10 teams. Logan Magnolia ended up with four individual champions for the day. Shenandoah had a couple as well. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW was a champ at 170 pounds on Saturday. Also at the Lennox Invitational, Bedford Lennox earned the second place finish. Lathrop, Nebraska finished first with 193 points to outpoint Bedford Lennox with 157. Southwest Valley was third with 116. Trainer was fourth. East Union was fifth in that meet on Saturday. Southwest Valley had Tegan Lundquist and Dylan Dalton each pick up championships. Lundquist at 126, Dalton at 160 pounds in that Saturday meet. In high school basketball, just a few games locally on Saturday. In girls, Hawkeye 10 Conference play, St. Albert beat Glenwood 62-56. In boys action from the Hawkeye 10 Saturday, Red Oak over Clarinda Academy 58-56, and Glenwood topping St. Albert 64-56. In men's college basketball action yesterday, Iowa snapped a four-game losing skid as freshman center Luca Garza was removed from the starting lineup, but he responded with 23 points and 13 rebounds in a 91-60 Hawkeye win over Southern.
We hate losing. You know, there's not an individual here that doesn't hate losing. So, you know, we came to the practices focused, energized. You know, we just needed to work on ourselves. And, we wanted to get some more wins. And, you know, we're just going to keep this attitude up. You know, we like the feeling of winning. And, you know, we've been, you know, hating these tough nights we've had on road games coming back, you know, after a loss, you know, and nobody's happy. So that sucked. And, you know, we all want to win. So we're just going to continue to do that.
Iowa took command with a 24-8 run to close out the opening half.
We just had a lot of energy. We were talking, moving, and everything was clicking. And we were clicking on all cylinders as a team. And, you know, you love to have those runs. And, you know, we've had a struggle of, you know, being consistent in our game. So after that run, you know, we all wanted to, you know, keep it going. And I think we did a really good job of that.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was pleased with how Garza responded.
He's really a special person. I mean, I took him out of the starting lineup. No sulk, no mope. Just went to work. His practice sessions have been phenomenal. He's still coming in, getting extra shots up. You could see this coming, and I couldn't be more proud of that kid.
Iowa's now 5-6 on the season after yesterday's victory. Iowa State raced away from a one-point halftime lead to beat Alcorn State 78-58. Donovan Jackson led Iowa State with 25 points as the Cyclones won despite shooting under 41%.
Defensively, we just needed to lock in. And, you know, the offense usually just comes natural and stuff like that. So, but our biggest thing was just coming out and being ready to lock up defensively.
Lindell Wigginton had 16 points, and Cameron Lard was a spark off the bench with 15 points and 11 rebounds.
I mean, I just come out there and try to play as hard as I can and keep everybody up and alive, you know what I'm saying, during the game and while you're on the bench, too. So, like, because with with people being happy for other players while on the bench, it'll make them, like, go harder on the court. So
that was Iowa State's seventh straight victory.
I mean, all I want to do is win. I'm dedicating myself to winning, and it's a winning program, so I don't want to stop the tradition now. The fact that we lost seven seniors from last year and everybody doubting us again, how they even did with the seven seniors we had. So I'm just trying to keep the legacy going on.
Iowa State now 7-2 as the Cyclones move on with their victory yesterday. Well, Bennett Cook scored 12 points, had 7 rebounds, and Isaiah Brown and reserve Wyatt Lohaus scored 11 points each to power Northern Iowa to an 80-47 victory over Division III member Dubuque on Sunday. Cook opened the scoring with a layup, Brown followed with a pair of three-pointers, and Northern Iowa shot out to a 15-0 lead. UNI shot better from outside the three-point arc than inside as the Panthers buried 57% of their three-pointers but made just 15 of 35 from two-point range. Jamari Atwater topped the Spartans with 16 points, but he made only 6 of 21 shots from the floor, including 2 of 8 from long range. Atwater added 8 rebounds and 2 steals as Dubuque shot 27% from the floor. Northern Iowa had 14 different players score as they improved to 8-2 now on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, 16th-ranked Arizona State beat number 2 Kansas 95-85. Number 4 Villanova topping LaSalle 77-68. Gonzaga, number 12 seed, the number 12 rated team, beat Washington 97-70, while number 21 Purdue defeated IUPUI by a final of 86-61 on Sunday. Iowa's Josie Jewell has won the Lott Impact Trophy as the college defensive player, having the biggest influence on his team. The other finalists were Micah Kaiser of Virginia, Harrison Phillips of Stanford, and Minka Fitzpatrick of Alabama. Jewell received the award Sunday night from Ronnie Lott at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach. It goes to a player with strong academic work, community involvement, and team leadership. The senior linebacker from Decorah had 136 tackles, 13 and a half tackles for loss, and 11 passes broken up this season. He was an All-Big Ten selection and also was an academic All-Big Ten selection with a 3.0 GPA as an environmental studies major. Iowa will receive $25,000 for its general scholarship fund. The Hawkeyes will play Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl coming up on December 27th. Kareem Hunt ran for 116 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs shut down Derek Carr and the Raiders' offense as Kansas City held on to beat Oakland 26-15 Sunday, and that snaps a four-game losing streak. Alex Smith threw for 268 yards, and Sharkhandrick West had a touchdown run for the Chiefs, who held the Raiders without points until Marshawn Lynch's 22-yard touchdown run with 8:51 to go. By that point, the Chiefs were cruising toward their 14th win in 15 divisional games. Carr was 24-41 for 211 yards and a touchdown with two picks, a far cry from his performance when the teams met in October. Up next, a big game again for the Chiefs as they get another AFC West contender. They'll face off against the Chargers coming up on Saturday night. And a game we'll have for you here on the radio as those two teams currently tied for the lead in the AFC West. In the NFL yesterday, elsewhere, it was Detroit over Tampa Bay 24-21. Buffalo in overtime over Indianapolis 13-7. Chicago beat Cincinnati 33-7. Dallas over the New York Giants 30-10. Carolina topping Minnesota 31-24. Green Bay beat Cleveland in overtime 27-21. San Francisco topping Houston 26-16. Arizona slid by Tennessee 12-7. It was Denver shutting down the New York Jets 23-0. The Chargers beat Washington 30-13. Philadelphia over the LA Rams 43-35. Jacksonville beat Seattle 30-24, while Pittsburgh outscored Baltimore 39-38 last night. New England is at Miami tonight. And in baseball news, a person familiar with negotiations says reliever Luke Gregerson and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to an $11 million two-year contract. Gregerson would get $5 million in each of the next two seasons, and the deal includes a $6 million team option with a $1 million buyout for 2020. A 33-year-old right-hander, Gregerson struck out 70 in 61 innings for Houston, going 2-3 with a career-high 4.57 ERA in 65 relief appearances. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.